It's 106 KHQ. How's it going out there, KHQ faithful? Tyler Woods here, your movie guy. And you know what? We're going to be doing something very special now that KHQ has been a little bit revamped in an awesome kind of way. I'm going to be doing movie reviews when I can in podcasts, and these are going to be on big upcoming movie blockbusters. Even if they are successful or flopping, I am definitely going to be seeing them and, you know, we'll be reviewing them. That way, you'll know whether or not that a movie is definitely going to be worth the money in your pocket. First off, a little bit of history about my movie criticism. One, I do not listen to Rotten Tomatoes or IMDb or all those internet movie reviewers. Heck no! I like to approach it as a moviegoer. If a movie looks fun and interesting, I'm definitely going to go see it. Doesn't matter what kind of genre it is, because I grew up watching movies. But that doesn't mean that I enjoy every single one that I see. I mean, there have been quite a few movies that I've been so hyped for, only to be ultimately betrayed. And I have to warn everybody, no, don't go see it. Save your money. But then when I see a movie that I love, well, I'm just going to talk your ear off of it. So with this introduction, I'm going to give you a heads up of what is to come this Friday. We are going to be reviewing Avengers Endgame, and joining me will be book author Adam Bray of Marvel. Absolutely everything you need to know. He'll be joining me this Friday for a quick review podcast. And you know, this is how I've been feeling with the upcoming movie. I am a big comic book fan. I am not ashamed to say that. And I am absolutely happy that Marvel has, you know, taken their property seriously and presented this wide array of experiences to all manners of fans out there. And it's all coming together into one glorious movie. Impression on me so far, judging by the trailers and the TV spots, it is looking to be very promising, so I have no doubt that I am going to be absolutely entertained by what I am about to watch. Although it's been, like, you know, kind of hard right now because on social media, everyone is going like, oh my gosh, can you believe there's spoilers this, spoilers that. In fact, I heard on the red carpets, Gwyneth Paltrow had to be censored because she gave away a spoiler. I'm like, what? You think Mark Ruffalo would be in that kind of department, but Gwyneth Paltrow? Come on! I'm expecting to laugh and cry in this movie. It's gonna be a lot of fun. Now, of course, in every kind of traditional sense, like, you know, when a movie franchise has been, providing installment after installment, you have to watch, I feel as though, as a true avid fan, the movies beginning at the first and all the way to the upcoming one, meaning since, I would say, Easter weekend, I have watched Iron Man, and I'm currently up to Civil War right now. I only have a few more movies to go until I can catch up to Marvel's Endgame. That way, I'm not going to be missing out on any important details. Nerdy, I know, but it is extremely fun doing this. Although, to do this, like, in one glorious sitting, oh, no, 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 no. There is not enough pizza in the world to get me to sit down and watch the entire Marvel Cinematic Universe. Because there'll be no more pizza in the whole entire world, and I don't want that kind of pressure on me. But man, it has been absolutely insane how everybody, even their grandmother, has been eagerly anticipating this movie. Even my dad, he's not a big comic book fan, but he's been watching these movies since Iron Man, and he is absolutely excited to be watching this movie. So don't forget, Marvel Avengers Endgame, a review with book author Adam Bray of Marvel Absolutely Everything You Need to Know. That will be coming this Friday. I will be looking forward to you tuning in. This is Tyler Woods. Until next time, KHQ.